Hello.
Hi, my name is Amy. I'm returning your call from customer service. May I please have your zip code to pull up your account information?
All right. That would be just a minute. Yeah. Okay. That's 34102.
Okay, great. Thank you. May I please have your first and last name?
Thelma Fielder.
How do you spell that last name?
Fielder.
Okay, great. Thank you. Just a moment here. Not pulling anything up for you. Hold on just a second.
Well, now here's my problem. I called and I've been billed for the third time, and I returned the second product, and they returned my money on my credit card for the second time. My account's probably closed.
I see it actually.
See it?
I have located
Oh.
it. Great. And for security purposes, can you please verify the shipping address on that?
Yes, that was 538 Second Street South.
Okay, great. Yes, ma'am.
Naples.
I do see on the 21st of February there was an order placed for the relief drops, chill pills, CBD supplements. That was the trial that was initiated. I see that the terms and conditions on this particular trial states you're sending a 30-day supply for the cost of shipping and handling. If there's no call to cancel within that 14-day trial period, you are charged for the cost of that 30-day supply. I also show that you canceled the account on
I
the
did.
11th. On the 11th. So let's have a look. Okay, canceled the account on the 11th. Charges were refunded. And on
Yes.
the 8th, the 8th of April is the last charges took place, and the account was canceled on the 11th, so you will not incur any more charges. The 8th of April were the last charges.
I returned the product, and I should not have been, I've been charged a third time for the second product that I returned. And you did send me back the money on the second product, but I was billed for the third product, and that should not be.
Yes,
and
the account wasn't.
I'm unhappy about this. And
I understand. At that point, the account wasn't canceled, so it did continue. There was no calling to cancel the automatic shipping program until the 11th. Of April?
I have been calling on this. I'll bet this is my sixth call on this. I do not want the product. I did not even use it. I returned the product. You did send me back money for that one, but I have been billed again, is what I'm telling you. I have been billed again.
Yes, ma'am.
I
see that. Now, you sent
and
the product
quite
back.
I'm unhappy about this. If I can't get something, I'm going to call a Better Business Bureau and get this straightened out, because I'm very unhappy about getting billed again for a product that I did not want. I simply tried the first one. I didn't even use it, and I told them I didn't want it, and they did return my money. I have 413. They had returned it to the credit card. And then on 4/8, they have it billed again.
Okay.
And this is billed a third time. And I'm quite unhappy about this. I don't want the product. I am constantly being billed for it. I don't have it. I did send the second time. They said, well, it's in the mail. And so I sent it back to them. I didn't even open it. I knew what it was. I sent it back. I do not have the product. I do not use the product. I don't want the product, and I am not happy about being billed a third time for a product that I sent back the second time.
I understand. I will seek authorization from a supervisor to see if I can refund anything back.
I think so.
Yes, ma'am.
So,
absolutely.
I'm quite unhappy about this.
do apologize. Now, do you mind holding just a moment while I see what I can do for you?
All right.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your patience and holding. Okay, great. I have been authorized to issue a refund of 50% back onto those latest charges.
50%? I don't even have the product. I want this taken off my bill.
Okay.
Completely. I don't have the product. I don't want it.
Yes,
and I want it refunded.
I understand.
And I don't want 50%. I want it refunded.
Absolutely.
I don't have it. I'm not even there now. I'm in New Jersey, as a matter of fact. I'm not even in Florida.
Okay. Well, definitely. Do you mind holding just a moment? I will receive the go ahead.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks so much for your patience. All right. We have been authorized to issue that full refund as a courtesy back on the account today. So I'm glad we could do that for you. Just a moment here while I issue those
too.
Refunds. Definitely.
And I appreciate your time.
Ain't no problem at all.
I'm just unhappy about getting it on my bill again.
I
thought it was when I thought it was taken care of, and then it wasn't.
Right,
but I appreciate your time. I do appreciate it very much.
No problem. Now, this refund will be reflected in your account within 3 to 5 business days. And, of course, this account has been canceled for anything further as far as transactions or shipments. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No. Do I have a number on that? Are you going to give
sure,
me
Sure, I can give you a number on that. Hold just a sec for me. Let's see here. That's 100-1973.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 100-1973.
Yes, ma'am.
Correct?
Yes, it is.
And your name is
Amy.
Amy.
It's A-M-Y. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, I do appreciate your time. And as I said, I was very unhappy to get it the third time when I didn't even have the product. I thought, oh, how can I get this straightened out?
Uh-oh.
So...
Okay. Well, definitely glad we can help you today. I hope you have a great day, and thank you very much for calling customer service. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.